Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with John Horvath II, author of Return to Order. ReturnToOrder.org, is that right, John?
Yeah, that's it.
ReturnToOrder.com. You can find out more about the book and all the things that John does. He's a very prolific writer on a number of different topics. He's got a lot of opinions, and they're well-founded. Hey, John, I was telling the audience before you got here that one of the things we were going to talk about is an unprecedented situation we have right now. Even, you know, I remember studying about the founders in the press. They had an unhappy, the press and the founders roughed each other up on a regular basis back in those days. And there was even fake news.
Right.
Yeah. Was it Jefferson who hired fake news to be written about Adams or vice versa? I've forgotten which one did it.
They're always at it. Yeah,
no, they did. Wrong. They actually did oppo stuff, opposition type stuff, and right. hired people to write things that weren't true.
Yeah.
I think Jefferson did that to Adams. Mm. And I think that was what cut the cord between those two guys. But when he found out that was the truth, but in your study of history in your lifetime, have you ever seen a time when the media, when so-called professional journalists said out loud, looking into a camera, we have to suspend our objectivity? When has that ever happened before?
No, it's unprecedented.
And if you do that, how can you then say I'm a reporter?
Right, they're editorialists. They're not really reporters, and that's what they've become. You know, I mean, the mainstream media, I mean, just forget it. They've really lost it. I mean, and I think largely because this election really threw them for a loop.
Well, I want them to call Trump out on the stupid things he does.
Right.
But I can't appreciate them doing that if they don't also say, well, okay, he's basically suspended regulations in America. Mm-hmm. Immigrants, illegal immigrants, they call them the crossings, are down like 70%.
Right.
I mean, I need both sides of the pendulum swing, right? We need to balance the equities here. That's what journalists do, isn't it?
That's what they should do. And that's what you're trained to do. But this is really, we're getting into really new territory, I think.
Isn't this the most dangerous thing in America right now is the loss of professional journalists?
Very dangerous, because people base themselves on rumors, on tweets, on whatever. You know, it's no longer, there's no analysis. I think that's really, you need that analysis.
No editors,
one of the things I find really, really bad about fake news is it's fast news. It just goes at you so fast you don't have time to absorb it.
Yep.
And so you just get the little.
Well, we
stuff,
get content. You know, that, we get content without the context.
Yeah, that's true. That's a very good point. And also one of the things that we used to help with the news is we used to have mediating institutions like the family and community and the church
right.
that used to help us put it into context.
Right. Have the evening family meal where you drop everything through the filter and mom and dad would put things in perspective.
Right. Now everybody's on their own.
They're on their phones while they're eating.
Yeah, on their own and on their phones. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And so you're all alone against the world, and didn't used to be that way.
The forces of evil are some of these things, folks, in my opinion, are part of the forces of evil. What do you think, John?
Oh yeah, no, I wouldn't doubt it.
And folks, you don't hear me say things like this very much. But I do believe that this kind of unprofessional behavior, this lack of balancing the equities, a lack of complete disregard for intellectual honesty and leadership and statesmanship, that kind of erosion that's going on right now, John, seems to be like the forces of evil.
Definitely. I mean, and there are even macabre things out there. I mean, like the severed head of the president. I mean, that was just
in what universe evil. is that not derided? And here's what you have to ask yourself: if flipped around on the other side, what would be the story?
Absolutely no. It would be definitely different.
That's the problem. That right there is the problem. Well, yeah. That's where the intellectual honesty is completely broken down. And John, I need the website again one more time, please.
It's www.returntoorder.org.
Will you come back?
Definitely. Yeah. No problem.
Enjoyed having you back here, John. John Horvat, the second, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Return to Order. I encourage you to check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.